It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have that fever, Hugh?
Philly. Yeah, I do. I got to give me some more Phillies gear, though, man. I need
the
to work on
store is right
that.
Here.
I know.
You get a discount.
It ain't that much. They ain't discounting enough.
Come on.
I'm going to go. I was planning on walking down right before the show started.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how far it was, so I had to come back.
The fever, we have it. We are live today.
I'm going to go when we get out.
Citizens Bank Park for the home opener. Broadcasting live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. Broadcast with DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. Congratulations, Jeff Miller. He won our tickets. The Phillies Rockies coming
Jeff.
Up on Thursday. Good job, Jeff. Congratulations. Enjoy the game. And we're here today for the home opener. All these new things, including the digital age here at Citizens Bank Park. It is, they have the digital scoreboards behind home plate now. The LED lights. It's going to be awesome. It's not like the home opener. Phillies lineup. No Trey Turner day as he gets another day off with the bad back / hip, whatever's going on with Trey. So Sosa back at short today. All right, so I was thinking about something. We'll get back to your phone calls on the Tush Push Band, Torpedo Bats, and, of course, takeaways from the Phillies over the weekend with the Nationals. But, Hugh, something hit me this weekend.
What hit you this weekend?
Well, it's the first weekend of the season, and already we lose Trey for a couple games, mm-hmm. and JT had to miss a game on Sunday that he probably would have played in. And it did hit me on Sunday watching the lineup. You know what the Phillies are, Hugh?
What they are.
We can say this.
What are they?
We don't have to. Sometimes you just got to say the truth out loud.
Yeah, what's okay? that?
They're old. This is an old baseball team.
Nah, not yet.
Nah, Hugh, they're old.
Nah, not yet.
They're old.
This 30, 30, 31-ish
they
is not old.
They are old. So how about this? I'm going to throw a stat at you. In the history of baseball, the whole history, there have only been two teams with five players 32 or older. The Phillies have five in their lineup, age 32 season or older, that have made the playoffs ever. Just two teams. And that tells me two things. One, teams that have this many older players, those guys will start to decline, right? One or
At
two.
At some point, yeah. I mean, it's
Or yeah. they'll get hurt, so they won't play enough to be good enough to make the playoffs. I'm not saying the Phillies aren't going to make the playoffs. What I'm saying is we're going to have weeks and days where these regular players get banged up. As players get older, they just get hurt more. So I'm crossing my fingers, but I'm now it hit me. These guys are going to miss games. This is his third game missed. Mm-hmm. Day off tomorrow. I hope he's back on the field on Wednesday. But if he's not on the field Wednesday, they probably have to consider putting him on the IL because you're going to play a man short for a whole week. So it just hit me. They're an older team. This shouldn't be unexpected. These guys are going to miss some time. You don't. You want to put your head in the sand on how old they are?
That's some real doom and gloom
stuff.
No,
it's true.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, the season just started. I didn't need for you to do all that.
I feel like Hugh feels personally attacked right now.
No, I'm just saying.
Just because you're 20 years older than these guys doesn't mean you're old.
You know what's funny, Kyle? I'm looking and I'm like thinking back when I turned 30 and how stuff started to go.
Yeah, you were old.
But these guys do a great job of keeping themselves healthy. And that's the big thing that I was talking about before the season started, Joe, was you have to – like Cassianos last year, he was the Ironman. You got to give these guys these days off and give them a chance to rest, and you have to at some point infuse some of these young talent.
I agree with you on that. And it also is going to – and to go back to the daycare thing, they're going to need the Stotts, the Marshes, the Bohms – to play a lot and to be good, because there's going to be days Trace is not in the lineup.
Who were we talking to earlier? Did you see how excited Citizens Bank?
Dan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, the prayers. Did you see how excited he was when he talked about Andrew Painter potentially coming
up? Yes. Well, he was saying if we had in the last couple of years, things would have been different.
He led with pitching, and he talked about pitching. And he was over the moon about Painter. That's what they're hoping for, man. They're hoping for some of these young kids to come in and take a little bit of that pressure off of these older guys.
And to balance it out, right? And look, that could even out what I'm saying. I mean, their age isn't going to change. They're an older team. But if the young guys take a step forward, or Painter arrives, or Miller,
that's why
Crawford,
the daycare has probably been disbanded, too.
They're done. They're not daycare anymore.
Yeah, they're not daycare. They're
full-grown kids now.
Full-grown.
Full-grown kids. 215-592-9494. You're taking all this and the tush push, which we could be, a day away from this thing getting banned. They're going to vote tomorrow morning.
Just think positive thoughts, Joe.
What's your feeling right now? Right now. This is going to be a close vote, Hugh.
I think it's probably going to be what they need, 24.
They need 24 to ban it.
It's going to be like 22.
Ooh.
22 and what's that, 10?
22 and 10 equals 32,
Yeah, you know, math ain't, you know, they ain't.
Who's the guy that NBC has him for football at the end of the season? He's also on the election coverage. Skornacki?
Skornacki, I don't know that.
I think his name is Steve Skornacki. He goes on the different networks, and he'll, like, tell you, for, like, the presidential election, right? Mm-hmm. He'll, like, count the votes, and, like, if you have this, you have to win that to win.
Yeah.
I need him tomorrow morning.
You're talking about electoral votes
Yeah, like, I need him tomorrow morning to count this thing down. Like, if we get the Texans vote, then we're good. If we don't get the Texans vote, we're screwed.
I think we got it. We got a friend, because the coach used to play here. I'm thinking the Cowboys gonna roll with us too.
Oh, stop! You think we got the Cowboys vote?
Yes.
You have got to be smoking.
Yeah, I mean, you're.
Listen. I've been wrong about these things.
Jerry's gonna vote with the Eagles.
Yes, we got KC. I was wrong about KC, by the way. I thought they were the ones that got mad about it.
All right. So you think we got Andy?
Big Red.
We have Steichen. Steichen's already said he's.
Yeah, he would have.
You think we got Kellen Moore?
Coach Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe we have Kellen.
You know what? I would look at Kellen and be like, you know what I would say? Like, if we were sitting at the dinner and I was like, and he just got the head coaching job, I say, Kellen.
Come on, man.
I ain't even got to ask you this question, dog. But I'm asking anyway. How you voting? And he's going, whatever he does.
Like goober.
Goofy ass. he better. Like, listen, it's a no-brainer. We resurrected your career. I put you in position to have the job that you got in New Orleans. Don't forget.
Oh, you're going to pull the don't forget card?
Oh, for real? Why not? You don't forget.
Listen, you could do that with him. Might work. I'm telling you, Gannon's voting against the Eagles. There's pettiness there.
No.
Come on. They docked a pick from the Cardinals because the whole thing, the way that
he'll
thing
be,
went.
He'll be all right.
Kyle, you believe that?
He came out. What up, Bird?
No, you're out of your mind. What up, Bird? Like, what are you talking about?
No, we got
Cowboys Gannon. And Gannon are clearly voting against the Eagles.
I think we got the Cowboys.
Why on earth would the Cowboys vote with the Eagles on this?
Because they're on their last leg anyway.
Now, Jerry might miss the vote, and then because of that, they just get a no. Yeah,
You buy Jerry some squirrel, some cookies. He might roll with
Jerry's not as easily bought as you are.
They serve squirrel at West Palm Beach restaurants? I doubt it.
Who else do I think is with us in the division?
Nobody.
The Giants.
Why would they vote for it?
Why do you think teams in our division would vote with us?
This is hopeful, Hugh.
I'm reaching.
Yeah, you are. This is blind faith.
I'm reaching. We got Tampa Bay.
We got Tampa because Bowles has been on record. We have
got Steichen. Atlanta.
No, we ain't got Atlanta. Right now, I'm looking at.
We got Carolina, I think. I think
you're just making things up now.
Yeah, you're hoping.
I'm hoping. Hey, listen, I ain't got no.
I think
intel.
We have D'Amico Ryans. I saw.
Yeah, D'Amico, Coach Ryans from Texas.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We got the Saints. We obviously say we got the Saints.
Okay. That's about five or six.
Stefanski also said he doesn't think they should ban it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's seven. We're still a vote
short.
We got shorter.
Cleveland.
Yeah, he just said that. Stefanski.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm reaching. Hey, listen, Kyle, I'm reaching. We got Coach Harbaugh, Baltimore. We got the Harbaughs.
I think we have one Harbaugh.
Which one? Jim?
John. I don't know.
We got John. We got Jim. We got Jim.
Well, Jim goes to the beat of his own drum. I don't know. All right, 215-592-9494. How do you feel about the Tush Push potentially
Denver.
Getting banned? Sean Payton? He's petty.
He's
petty. All right, angry, disappointed, or no big deal? How about this? The votes are pretty split. Disappointed leading the way at 38%. Angry at 36%. No big deal at 26. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Chris in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Guys. Thanks for getting me on.
You got it, pal. What's up?
So, looking at the Tush Push and just the reason why teams are trying to get rid of it, we might as well take away the field goal. We might as well take away tackling people. We might as well just put flags on our waist and play flag football. Because number one, they're saying, like you guys have been talking about, it's just not entertaining when you get to the 1 yard line, you know what's going to happen. But a field goal isn't as entertaining as a touchdown. And talking about the physicality and people getting hurt, we see NFL players constantly get hurt with non-contact injuries. So injuries can just happen. There's no avoiding it. So people trying to take this play away is exactly what you guys have been saying. They know it works. They can't do it. We can. So they want to take away what we do so well because we just won the Super Bowl. And they know we're on our way to win another one.
Well, Chris, and to your point on the injuries versus, you know, you can't take it out of the game, I understand the sensitivity that the NFL has to head injuries. Right? What's happened the last 30 years. And, Chris, if there was data that in the last 3 or 4 years there was a lot of concussions on this, then I would have a different view. Then I'd say, all right, it's a cool play. It's worked for the Eagles, but we can't use
it anymore.
It's
time to move on.
It's time to move on. But there's none. Like,
none.
There's no data that says this is a play where players get injured. It's a joke that they're using that. If I was a player and one that used to play in the NFL where they didn't care about head injuries and now they're pretending this is an injury thing, I'd actually feel insulted. I'd feel insulted.
It's insulting because Coach McDermott said.
And then he ran it over and over again.
That's why I'm surprised, because And then you sit there with
a straight face. Appreciate you.
You sit there with a straight face. And you know you said some stupid stuff, but you're trying to justify it.
Well, Sean's got to have a pattern now of saying
things. Well, and it's you went to a really good school. You went to William & Mary. They don't just let anybody in William & Mary.
I'm not sure anymore after Sean McDermott
talked. No, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like, you're a smart man. And you sat there with a straight face and said, well, I'm worried about people's safety. And you ran it damn near as much as we did.
Yeah. Again, and you
make
you,
it make sense.
You can because he just wants none of this makes sense, and it's frustrating. It really is frustrating because I haven't heard a good reason why this should be on the NFL, and yet they might do it as early as tomorrow. David is in the Northeast talking about torpedo bats. What's up, David?
David.
Yo, what's up, Oz?
Hey, David, what's up?
You're Lewis. How you doing, guy?
We're good. What do you think about the torpedo bat?
Okay, I'm just saying, man. Last week, he was kind of feeling bloom that nobody says yo to him first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was down about that.
Mr. Douglas, just specifically. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing there, brother?
How about David?
Appreciate
how
you.
All right, man. I'm the guy that did the soprano take me out to the ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
We loved it.
Okay. If I'm talking about this torpedo bat, where are we going to war or something, or are we playing baseball?
I think it's just baseball. Yeah. I came to a baseball
but
game
it,
today.
But I guess it kind of looks like a torpedo.
Yeah.
Why do we need it? Why?
Well, I mean.
Because the chicks dig the long ball.
You're not going to have people coming to the game just to see home runs.
Well, that's not true.
No kind of
but what if Schwarber hits like 70, David? That people would come see
I
want to see small ball. I want to see them practice their trades since they were kids. Knee high to a ball.
So you'd rather small ball than torpedo ball?
Small ball players don't get paid
exactly.
Like them long ball
exactly.
Hitters.
Practice what your coaches practice. When you were in high school,
yeah, but you gotta
torpedo
admit,
match. Your thoughts?
You know, it's
Scott
like
Fransky
come on,
with
man. You don't need no super bat, man.
Torpedo Look, bat,
just a regular bat.
Well, David. Not every player is using them. We don't even think any Phillies have them yet.
Not yet,
but they're on their way. All right, so we got one vote, David. Good phone call. So David's clearly against the torpedo bats. He wants more small ball. David, I got bad news for you.
It's not happening.
These torpedo bats are gonna be part of this season.
The thing that people need to realize that you're gonna go where the money is. Who just got a ton of bread for hitting a ton of home runs last year? Wasn't Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is very highly paid. Juan Soto just got paid.
Well, no, that's my fault because I forgot that was like not last year, but the year before.
Well, to that point, though, Soto, I think he had his career high in home runs last year before he got paid.
This is – I understand that there are baseball purists out there. I just think it's – like, with all due respect, I just think it's funny that when people say they're baseball purists, what is so pure about it? The game has been evolving and changing since it started.
Well, and I will say this about baseball. They resisted change for a long time. I think it hurt them. But they've come
– and they're starting to try to catch up because you –
And the ratings have been up the last couple of years with the pitch clock and with the more stolen bases.
And that's why they did it.
Yeah.
You know why football is the leader as far as entertainment is concerned? Because it's evolved and it's not afraid to evolve.
Football doesn't care about the past. They care about tomorrow.
Yes. And baseball is the same way. They knew about these – see, this is the problem. Everybody wants to be up in arms about these torpedo bats now because of what the Yankees did this weekend. They were using torpedo bats last year. Now, I read that where they were talking about certain guys were using the bats and they were hitting home runs, but the simple fact that the Yankees did it this weekend, now everybody, oh, my God, they're not supposed to do this. They've been doing it.
And it was the first weekend they hit a lot of home runs,
yes,
so it became a big story.
Like it popped.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? The fact that it popped this weekend. Guess what the players are looking at?
I want one of those.
He hit a home. They hit like 30 home runs. Guess what? Oh, I'm about to get me one. And now everybody's going to do it. And guess what people say? Oh, so-and-so hit 15 home runs in the last 3 weeks. I need to go see that. That's what people come to the game. So for all those folks talking about your purists or whatever and thinking that this ain't going nowhere, this just caught fire, bro. This just caught fire, because I guarantee you, you go to any bat manufacturer right now, it's going to be kid. Like, my son plays baseball. He don't know about torpedo bats now. But guess who does? The other kids that are trying to play baseball
now?
They're going to talk about it, and they're going to go get those. Guess who's going to wear it? College. The college kids going to be wearing the torpedo bats.
You brought that up because when you look at it, it looks more like a softball bat or a little league bat where the weight is distributed more across. Softball bats, it's across because the ball is bigger, and it, you know, it's just the way the game is played. It's just different. It looks like that. When I saw it on Saturday, I was like, it looks like a softball bat they're using instead of the old big barrel.
It's like skinny, and then it's like fat, yeah. right by the spot. Yeah. It's like almost like the sweet spot or whatever.
But they just extended that, the sweet spot. I think it's fun. Now, we will see. Now, look, 3 months from now, if the games are 12 to 10 every night, then I could see some people be like, they changed the game too much. It went too far. But let's see how it plays out. Again, I think we could use it. We have some hitters in this lineup. Bryce's thought, I saw Devin is going to join us coming up at 12:30. Devin, was talking to some Phillies this morning, and I saw a video she put up of Stott saying he texted his guy about a bat. I like Stott as a hitter. Home run on Saturday. But Stott has not shown to have huge power in the big leagues. If this helps him instead of getting jammed all the time.
Guess what he's going to do?
He's going to get one.
Everybody's going to do it. And then guess who's going to have to adjust?
The pitchers.
The pitcher.
Yeah, let's go to Andrew in Northeast Philly. Andrew's not buying this torpedo bat stuff. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Andrew. What's up?
Well, the torpedo bat, for one, was actually used for a bit last year. Number two, all they did is narrow the top end of the bat. The bat is still at regulation max diameter. All they did is just change the shape of the bat. The funny part is, I think it's also going to cause more strikeouts. You have less of an end of a bat. That means there's less bat for the guys to make contact if they're going to do those little poke shots.
Yeah, it might, but if you hit more home runs, I'm guessing players will take that, right? More home runs, more strikeouts? Yeah.
All it does is accentuate where the sweet spot is.
But you don't think it's going to change the game? You think it's just it is what it is?
I think it's going to go both ways. You're going to see more home runs. You're also going to see an increase in strikeouts.
You could, but so here's what I would say to that, Andrew. Strikeouts have been on the rise for about 15 years steadily. Every year strikeouts go up. Home runs have not. So if the strikeouts are going to go up anyway. So if strikeouts continue to go up but home runs do, that's going to change the game. There'll be more scoring this way.
Yeah, and again, there's also not that many players using the bat. There was only a couple on the Yankees who were using it, and that's
That's you're right, but that's now. We got players, Rob Thompson this morning saying that the Phillies are looking into it. So, you know, as Hugh was saying earlier, it's a copycat league. And Andrew, we appreciate the phone call. Yes, it's not across the league yet, but as this becomes more popular, in a month you could have half the league using this.
Man, listen, in about 2 weeks – you're going to start seeing those bats. As soon as they can cut the trees down and shape these suckers, they're going to be out here because guys see that. And like I said, it's about money. Like most people, I've talked to guys that play baseball, and nobody wants to play the small game anymore because they're looking at launch angle and all the other good stuff. They're trying to knock the ball out of the park. If this is something that's within the rules that allows you to do that, they're going to do it. Like I give it by the end of the month. Everybody and their mama probably gonna have anybody that's trying to knock the ball out of the park is gonna have one. And as far as strikeouts are concerned, I mean hell, Schwarber strikes out a lot already.
Yeah, I mean again, strikeouts have been going up steadily for years. I mean that's in spite of these bats. That's just because these pitchers are so good. David's in Berlin. What's up, David?
Oh, Joe, Hugh,
David.
Of course,
I call. Calling about the tush push, but you know, it's Phillies opening day and all that. Let me just throw this in. Hugh, put your money together and we're going to invent the tornado bat. We'll call it Tornado Alley.
Tornado bat? What is the bat going to do?
That's
tornado
not what
Alley.
Not what they're called,
torpedo.
I like the idea of Tornado Alley.
Invent the tornado.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, let's move on to Jalen Hurts. His legs, of course, makes that play, right? Now, most of the other teams, they realize that, you know, they can't do that. Okay, so that therefore some of them will vote, you know, against it naturally. And it does take away something from the game. However, you're going to have to stop it. Now, but the point is, when they talk about an injury, here's what they should have said if they want to make a legitimate point. They should have said, well, we're going to stop all people from pushing people. You see, everybody. So you don't just have like that play and have to wait a second to run. No more pushing from behind.
Yeah,
that
would be a way to change the game without going after specifically the tush push. You're right. That would at least that would have a little more logic to this. We don't want this in the game anymore. This what they've done is just go after one specific play that's run so little,
which is ridiculous. Now, of course, I've seen Fred Refrigerator Perry. Right, you know, Dick would bring him in, and throughout the history of the NFL, there's been different things, but this one, of course, the tush push has pretty much been awesome for the Eagles. You can just sit and relax on fourth and one. But I really think that even if they took it away, that Jalen Hurts with his legs can make 7 out of 10 of them.
I agree with that, David. Yeah, I mean, look, Tom Brady for years converted about 8 out of 10 short yardage, you know, quarterback sneaks. So, yes, I good phone call, David. I don't think this would crush the Eagles. It's just it's more the principle of taking it away that bothers me more than I think it's going to crush their season next year. 215-592-9494 for your take on the torpedo bats, which some want to become make tornado bats. Tornado, torpedo.
Yeah, whatever.
Kyle could be dismissive, but I can't. Yeah. That ain't right.
Accuracy is not that important. No, I think the bats are kind of cool. It looks like they're going to be here for long. All right, your phone calls and the Phillies takeaways from this weekend, the torpedo bats, and, of course, the tush-push ban. What emotion do you have as it sounds like tomorrow they could ban this thing? It could
you
be
think
gone.
It's going to happen, don't you? Your gut is telling you that this is a wrap, huh? Kiss the baby.
I think we're going to be in for, like, the final one or two votes to decide this tomorrow. I think there's enough of a push and enough pettiness in the NFL, which you understand, Hugh.
Yeah, I do understand.
That could push this the wrong way. All right, your phone calls. On the other side, Devin Caney will join us live here at Citizens Bank Park to talk some Phillies. We get set for the home opener. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this weekend, whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport. Check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost Tokens over the weekend. Let's go with the Phils today at home here to win their opener. Right now, new customers get $200 of bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.